On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notice. We went across, down to Tassie this week, the Tasmanian Football Board Chairman Jim Wilkinson, after Tassie hosted a couple of games on the weekend, just to see how well they were received. And oh, I think this is one of the great pushes for Tasmanian football, whether it's realistic or not.
Yes.
It's like a sugar hit for those that are pushing hard for the Tasmanian case. And we'll talk to Jim about it. The first question without notice was, who's your favourite? You said, who's your favourite five players? Do you want to do them now?
Yeah, do them now. Not necessarily the best players in the game, but your favourite players.
I know.
Okay, give me your five.
Oh, you want my five?
Yeah, go.
I've gone four.
No particular order.
Marcus Bontempelli.
Oh, for goodness sake. Any chance you're clearing your throat before you go back on air?
Sorry,
5 minutes to clear your
throat. Bont.
Yep.
Elliot Yeo. Clayton Oliver. Lockie Whitfield, and I'm tossing up between Tuke Miller and Tom Hawkins.
Who are you going to go with?
Well, I have to have the big key forward in, so I'll put Tommy in.
Okay.
That's my five. I love watching those five players play. I love them.
Okay, I go for Toby Green is my favourite player in the whole competition to watch. Then Bont. You know what? I love Libber.
You jumped on Bont, have you?
No, I was on him before
you. No, you were not.
I love Libber.
Yeah, I love Libber
too. I love Liam Ryan.
Flying.
And, you know, this bloke might surprise you, but he is my favourite Essendon player at the moment. He might be close to my favourite defender in the game, and that's Jordan Ridley. You know why? I was thinking about Ridley yesterday, and I kept, for about, the last 6 months, who does this bloke remind me of? You didn't see a young Neil Danaher playing, right? This guy is so much like a young Neil Danaher when he played.
That's a big rap.
Well, Neil didn't play a lot of football because cruelly he got cut down by injury at a very early age. But Ridley, for anyone that sort of was around when Neil Danaher was still starting out, it's the same sort of measurement of play and the same composure and the ability to read the play, all those sorts of things.
I like it.
So much like him.
Have we missed the favourite? This is one that we can't be wrong on. Someone said, where's Norton? Well,
these are just our favourites, everybody.
We're not saying they're the best. They're just our favourites. So you can give us your favourites. Questions without notice we're doing at the moment. I've got a question without notice. How big a loss is Mitch Duncan to the Geelong Football Club? PCL Friday night, looked pretty innocuous, landed, he knew exactly what was going on, walked off the ground, and it's going to be out for 8 weeks at least.
I don't think – I know how much you rate him, and I rate him too, but I don't think he's as big as – maybe if Stewart was to go out of that side. I think they've got, like, Narkle can play more of a midfield role. I think Parfitt can play more time in the midfield too. I think they can actually cover his loss for that period of time.
Okay, here's one from Jody. Question without notice. Is Tom Stewart among the most university-loved players now? That's Jody from Yarra Junction.
There he is. He is.
Admired.
Is there any way of putting a negative spin on that?
Come
on.
It's not negative. It's just fact. He had four kicked on him after halftime. When I say kicked on him.
Who was he playing
with? Well, the first one was that one where he slipped over and Josh Bruce turned him around and he slipped over, so he kicked the goal. Then little Scott kicked two goals on him. You know, the little fella in the third quarter.
Yep.
But he was doing what he did all day. He would come off his man and try and intercept and one dropped and Scott kicked the goal. And then McLean kicked that goal in the last quarter. But he was clearly he was the best player on the ground. Unbelievable.
Robbie Gray injured his knee at the weekend, suspected medial. How big a loss is he for Port Adelaide?
Big. He's a clutch. He's the clutch. He's the big get the job done when they need to get it done. Now, Connor Rose, he may, in the mould of Darcy Parrish, he may just step into that role and blossom like no other because he looks like he's ready to explode, doesn't he?
I know
Port Adelaide supporters and Kane will tell you that
he's
done enough exploding, but he looks like he's ready to explode. It's pretty exciting when you watch Port Adelaide and you see him running around. So you don't like watching the best player in the comp, Dustin Martin, Mark from Vermont. It's not about that. It's your favourite players.
He's a great player. If you said to us who's the best player in the competition, I'd say Dusty is the best player. But it's sort of our five. They're just our five. Yeah. I mean, yes, we love Shea Bolton and all the rest of it. And I'm not sure that I was thinking about Francis Burke. He played half back. Somebody thinks that Ridley's like, I think that's the connection there, that Ridley is like Francis
Burke. Like Francis Burke?
No, I don't. Well, Francis Burke was a great player, a great, great player, great warrior too, but Ridley just reminds me of Neil Danaher.
He's a favourite five. Shea Bolton, this is from Longy. Shea Bolton, Kelly, Norton, Green, Stringer. Good five.
Great five.
Good five. You got another question without notice?
My question for you is, do you think the story around David Teague right now, and we already know that they're going to have this review, right?
Yep.
But do you think the review is now becoming more about his position as the head coach than what you previously thought?
I think the review will spit out what the review spits out. I think you've got to go and review the whole football department, and if it turns out that he's the biggest story, or it's the fitness is the biggest story, or the recruit, whatever, it'll spit out what it spits out.
Do you get the feeling, though, that they don't want to change their head coach at Carlton, and they would be more inclined to change the pieces around him as opposed to changing him?
I think that could be a reasonable assumption, but until you get in there, you don't know, do you? I mean, it may unveil something that is compelling for the case to remove the coach, or it might unveil something that's compelling to remove the assistants. So you've got to do that. Yeah, you've got to have that process. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. What about the Tasmanian? How many people were at Launceston yesterday?
14,800.
That's right. The excitement around that game yesterday. Do you reckon that moves the needle ever so slightly towards the AFL maybe having a rethink?
It'd be too simplistic to say on the back of one game of footy that would move the needle. I think Colin Carter, who's a very, very savvy football administrator, who's been down in Tassie for a period of time doing his research, I think that level of fanaticism and support for the game would be clearly evident to Colin after he'd done his work.
It was great timing, wasn't it?
A great reminder, though.
Great timing.
I'm sure he would have arrived at that, but then to see it actually play out in the manner that it did, then it wouldn't have hurt. Hey, 8:30 News headline, Shane, we'll get to you in a moment. Questions without notice continue as we head towards 9 o'clock. Jared Waitley, join us after, about 5 to 9.
Peter Jackson, half-yearly clearance sale. Merino wool suits from $359, up to 60% off store-wide. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
See what he can do.
Nailed it.
Here goes the ball burster.
Oh,
it's a goal! What a kick from Toby Green! Right on quarter time.
The Drinkwise unmissable moment of the weekend. Julian Dawes, caller Toby Green's big barrel. 67-metre barrel, Wispy.
0.6. 67.6 metres.
Not a bad barrel.
Wait, if you can do that, right, here's a question for you. If you can measure how far that kick went, why can't we be more accurate with the 50-metre penalties that the umpires hand out on the ground then?
What do you mean?
Well, why can't we use some sort of laser-type technology that they're hooked up to so that they actually, when they say that you've got a 50-metre penalty or the kick goes 15, it actually registers somewhere?
Come on, there are enough markers on the ground to know the 50-metre line.
No, they get it horribly wrong
the
sometimes.
The length of the square.
Horribly wrong.
Should be able to help you out there. Daniel's in Pascoe Vale. Go, Dan.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, thank you.
Good, Dan.
That's good. Just want to pay Jake Stringer a bit of credit. He's always probably scrutinised a fair bit for his fitness, but he got himself really fit over the pre-season and come back looking really sharp. And, you know, that game yesterday was arguably his best game for the football club, and it was just a great performance and great thing to watch. And wanted to pay him a bit of credit because I'm not sure people might overlook the fact that he got himself really fit to play that sort of mid-forward role. So, on Jake Stringer.
Good on you, Dan. He's getting a lot of credit for his game yesterday, and rightfully so. It was a beauty. He's only ever had, and this is why Essendon wouldn't be writing a cheque for $700,000, right? Because he's out of contract, and that was someone banned him.
Yep.
Figure it. He's had one top 10 finish in his career in the BNF. One.
That's right.
And that was seventh in his All-Australian year at the Western Bulldogs.
That's right.
Now, he's had some injuries, I give granted, but that is the reason you just don't write out a cheque for an X amount.
Spot on. Spot on. And that is, that call is a good call, but the baseline for an AFL player
get fit.
Is to be fit
yeah.
and to have elite fitness. So I think that the penny has dropped in some ways. They say that he's great around the club, you know, with the young players, that type of thing. But that is what he needs to be able to do, is prepare himself like that, which gives you the best chance, not only not to get injury,
yeah,
but to play up to your potential.
The battered sausage, which has been a topic of hot conversation this morning, was also known as a Pluto pup. Is that right?
I've never known it to be called a Pluto pup.
A Dagwood dog?
I've heard the Dagwood dog, but not the Pluto pup. So this is like...
Is that a smaller Sav, maybe?
It could be. This is the...
You only got a little wee one.
Yeah, I guess you can... It depends on how hungry you are.
One of those little boys.
Yes, exactly.
My mum used to call them little boys.
That's right, just like a bite-sized one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a little... I haven't seen a little Pluto pup, but the ones we saw yesterday was the big one, the big Sav.
Yeah, full Dagwood dog.
A battered one on a stick. And I reckon it looked like it had a red tip on it. It looked like it had been dipped in sauce.
Yeah, well, that's what they are. You put your sauce on them as well. I don't think it's one that you'd want to eat a lot of.
Are they? Is that the only place in the game?
No, because I said you had to get them at the Melbourne show or the Kyabram Rodeo. And someone said you can get them outside the MCG, a nice battered Sav. Not a little boy, not a Pluto pup, a big Dagwood dog.
Right. I didn't know that. But you can't buy them inside the ground.
I don't think so.
Right, okay.
Did you?
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Do you know who needs to get some recognition for his game on the weekend? And it gets lost a bit because it's against the Suns, so you tend not to.
Okay, Port Adelaide, yeah.
Yeah. Is Stephen Motlop. You talk about work.
He was really good. Yeah, he was really good.
And penny dropping for players about how hard you push from one end to the other. I was impressed with the way he played. You always sort of, not always, but you look upon him as a half forward with an occasional run and a flash of brilliance. But
good point.
He had added some real genuine hard running to his game, which I thought was fantastic.
He worked hard, didn't he?
Yeah.
He worked, and that's an area of his game that he's been criticised for in the past. That's a very good point that you raised this morning. 26 touches, kicked 2 goals, 9 marks.
Thank you.
Quickly, producer, keep him coming.
What about the
Pluto pup used to be everywhere in Bendigo.
Mm. Well, this is the problem. See, Dagwood dog is on a stick. A Pluto pup, no stick. What, you just get a little battered little boy with no stick?
Yeah, I like the idea of the stick because obviously you don't have to hold the hot batter and the dog in your hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a brilliant. I wonder who came up with the idea of just whacking the stick in it as well.
Not sure. Can I ask you about Devon Smith?
A what?
A Devon Smith.
Yes, you can.
Where does he fit in the whole overall scheme of things at Essendon Land? Is he?
What do you mean
bit,
where he fits?
Well, is he lost?
He's just coming back from injury.
I understand that. Is he going to be lost for a position?
I don't know. I was thinking about him yesterday, about where best to play him. What position does he best serve in the team?
Yeah.
He's not, for whatever reason, and maybe it's his endurance, I don't know what it might be, he's not considered to be an inside midfielder. He was never considered an inside or a midfielder at GWS.
No.
He's a forward-type player. I guess that's going to be his role, a pressure forward-type player that kicks and sets up goal. Well, he will need, if he develops, and that's going to be his position, which I think, his best year, he won the SM Best and Fairest in his first year at the club, right?
Yeah.
He was unbelievable with his work rate and his pressure and that type of thing.
So maybe if he gets some training back in.
Maybe, maybe.
All right, let's take a break. Could Nick Riewoldt cook up a battered Sav on MasterChef has come off the temper tech.
Have you spoken to him about him signing up for Celebrity MasterChef? And what did he say?
He said he wanted to
explore.
He wanted to extend himself.
Did he?
And he said he's.
Why didn't he run it by you, given that you're his mentor?
He said he tried.
And you didn't take his call?
I don't think he did. We've got to get to a break. Jared Waitley's going to join us on the other side of this. And what's been a very, very busy morning and will continue to be, just a quick US Open score. Louis Oosthuizen at 5-under through 12 holes. John Rahm, 4-under through 14. Harris English has come. Oh, he's finished. He's 3-under in the clubhouse. Bryson DeChambeau, 3-under through 12. And then Brooks Koepka's 2-under. They've dropped off. Oh, I'll tell you what. Colin Morikawa's dropped off. Rory McIlroy's dropped off.
They're selling the Dagwood dog or the Pluto pup at the golf over there in the States.
It doesn't appear at the moment.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. get your repair process started.